I'm not sure that my kids and their kids will be particularly made up with the piece of music I'm going to hand down to them. I can hear them saying, "Oh no, not more church music." But John Taverner's beautiful setting of William Blake's poem The Lamb somehow sums up my life. Not the words, lovely as they are, but the sound. I remember so clearly the first time I heard it. I was spending a few days at a music festival in Winchester, and I managed to get into the cathedral one afternoon when the choir was practicing for the evening's performance. I had the place pretty well to myself. I can see myself now sitting on the stone steps just yards away from the choir. There was total silence, then suddenly this most wonderful sound began to waft over me. It was unaccompanied, soft and gentle. It was as if it was being sung for me. I'd never experienced a feeling like it, and I've never again to this day. It's a simple piece, probably the simplest he's written to date. As I said just now, it's the sound of the piece that relates to me. I'm not sure to explain what I mean, but I'll have a go. My life has been one of ups and downs, highs and lows. Discord and harmony, and that's where Taverner's music comes in. Parts of it are sung using chords which shouldn't work, yet their discord has a harmony all of its own. You see, I believe that when things went wrong for me, it was meant to be. Even the bad times weren't truly bad, just a little out of tune. And as a result, I experienced highs which I otherwise would have missed out on. I wouldn't be enjoying the wonderful life I am now. In The Lamb, crooked and wonky verses are separated by some of the most beautiful, soothing harmonies I've ever heard. And that really is the story of my life.